طيب، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، الحمد لله رب العالمين، وصلى الله على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم. This is part 6 on the oaths, and this subject will deal with the categories of al-yamin. And the first category is al-yamin al-laghu. Al-laghu, the unintentional oath. So it covers all that which comes on the tongue unintentionally. And linguistically, the term al-laghu is an infinitive, and it means some nonsense talk and unneeded. And from that is also the false talk, also is called laghu. Also in laghu, in speech, that which is not in conformity with the heart. Now, this is from the linguistic aspect. So with respect to the technical aspect, al-laghu, the correct opinion on it is that it covers that which comes on the tongue of the speaker unintentionally, like saying la wallahi lan adhab, by Allah I will not go. You understand? Or bala wallahi sa'adhab, or say, or yes, or I will, certainly I will, by Allah, go, and the like. Also, it includes an oath which he had established, thinking that he is truthful. Then it becomes clear that the opposite is true. So this is also included, according to some of the scholars, rahimahumullah, as the oath of al-laghu we are talking about. No. Also, someone would not be breaking the oath if he makes an oath upon others to do something, intending honoring them, not intending making it binding upon them. The evidences which the scholars cited for this category of oath is the saying of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in Surah Al-Baqarah 2:225. In Surah Al-Baqarah 2:225, قال الله تعالى لا يؤاخذكم الله باللغو في أيمانكم ولكن يؤاخذكم بما كسبت قلوبكم. Allah will not call you to account for that which is unintentional in your oaths, but He will call you to account for that which your oaths have earned, and Allah is all forgiving, most forbearing. So, but He will call you to account for that which your hearts have earned. لا يؤاخذكم الله باللغو في أيمانكم ولكن يؤاخذكم بما كسبت قلوبكم. Allah will not call you to account for that which is unintentional in your oaths. Your hearts have earned, but he will call you to account for that which your hearts have earned. No, that's not a difference. This is it. Okay, so that's it. 2:225. Also, the other is 2:24. قال الله تعالى ولا تجعلوا الله عرضة لأيمانكم أن تبروا وتتقوا وتصلحوا بين الناس. And make not Allah's name an excuse in your oaths against your good, or against your doing good and acting piously and making peace among mankind. Also from the Sunnah is the hadith of Aisha radiallahu anha, that the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, It, meaning the of the unintentional one, is كلام الرجل في بيته لا والله وبلا والله. The speech of the person, you know, at home, like لا والله, no by Allah, and yes or certainly by Allah. This is as came in the hadith reported by Abi Dawood and Ibn Hibban, and Shaykh al-Albani rahimahullah authenticated it. Also, this has been reported from Ibn Abbas also. So this is the type of oath which is called Yameen al-Laghu. Now, the second matter with respect to this is, what about the expiation? Is it an obligation if someone makes this kind or this category, this type of oath? Many of the scholars are on the opinion that لغو اليمين لا كفارة فيه, that the unintentional oath, that there is no expiation regarding it, and that the dalil is in Surah Al-Ma'idah, verse 89, لا يؤاخذكم الله باللغو في أيمانكم. Allah will not call you to account for that which is unintentional in your oaths. Allah Azza wa Jal negated any responsibility on that, and this entails that its ruling is lifted, and so there is no expiation on it. There is no expiation for it. Wallahu ta'ala a'la wa a'lam. And inshallah ta'ala, next category and third category will be discussed later. Alhamdulillah rabbil alameen, wa sallallahu ala nabiyyina Muhammad wa ala alihi wa sahbihi wa sallam.